Before we start, just want to announce that Bez Hashem I'm making a chasana next week, so the next 2 weeks we're not going to be having Vadim. We've got a chasana the week of the Sheva Brachas, unfortunately. Because of Corona, I can't give a klar zach. The Olam should stay tuned, see my klar. If the Olam that is interested in participating, how could they, when they, just stay tuned. We saw last week, so like, what is chinuch based on Rashi, based on the pasuk of Mishlei? The side of chinuch is stelling a vek on a halach. Rashi says, being maimed, stelling a vek something in a tafket in a dover that he's also lamed by. That's what chinuch is. We saw that if in order to do that, you have to enter the pnim of the child. If you only train him to do outside pulas, that's not chinuch. It has to be that those outside pulas somehow they enter the pnim of the child. And we started discussing the kayshi shabadavar. It's kamat a riddle. You're dealing with a young child. Child always be'etzem is lab bardas. That's what he is. Bechefzach kukulay lab bardas. And you're trying to mechanech him to things that obviously Derek Klal is not interested. He's not interested in not hitting his younger sister. He's not interested in dealing with a spoon. He's not interested in stopping to eat to make a bracha. And you have to mechanech him to dvarim shel gdolim. That's what you're trying to mechanech him. That's all. And you have to enter the child. How do you do that? How do you be machinis dvarim shel gdolim? Says the Tvisas Das Besim of the Aveim into the child. Mamaisa, we'll touch that, we'll go back to the whistle tonight. We saw that most of the time, parents very often, they confuse chinuch with performance or execution. Most of the times, parents are getting the children to execute, to listen, do what they're supposed to be doing, either as Yidden, as mentioned. But we saw that many times again. That's nothing to do with chinuch because you're not affecting them b'fnim. That's going to be davar she'asid lamed, like we saw last week. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that obviously a lot b'hemshech. The vadim get more the ma'isadik. Yeah, obviously, we're going to have to use a lot of idud. We're going to have to use a lot of hasbara, a lot of chiba, a lot of simcha. There's a lot of things we have to talk about. But tonight, like we always do in the beginning of the Vadim, we're still showing back the Yesoidus of Chinuch. So I want to talk still about a few more Yesoidus. And then, Hemshech Vadim, we're going to start getting into the applications. And then, Tzar for the Yesoidus. This Yesoid of what Chinuch is, the Chinuch is to Shtelavek, the child, in the Davash Asad Lamidbo. And the Chinuch, you have to be Nichnas into the Pnim of the child. So in Mashkiach Zuvan Achar Volbo, when he talks about this aside, I don't want to have to say it the way he stells it back. He ties it to his famous aside. He wrote a kuntras on chinuch. It's called Zriyo Binyan B'chinuch. And Volbo ties it into the musik of Zriyo Binyan. What's the aside of Zriyo Binyan B'chinuch? He stells it back there that we find many in Mahalcha, many times Mahalcha in Avodas Hashem. There's two things, there's Binyan and there's Tzmicha. Binyan, from Riyadah, we would think that when the chinuch is betzim building a child, building a mensch, building a yid, building a talmud chacham, whatever you're trying to build. Binyan is usually taking dvarim chitzonim, things, outside things. It's like in a real binyan. You take a brick, you take a pole, you take whatever you want to build with, and you build. You want to build mitzvahs, you want to build a mensch, you want to build midas tevis, you want to build someone who's going to be a good husband, you want to build different things. But binyan is always be'etzem handling dvarim bibachutz. There's a whole other chelik in the talich be'ikr. It could be even the ikr when you're trying to build a person. It's zriya. The way a plant grows, a plant is a lebed de gazach. It's not like a binyan. It's not like eitzim bavonim. A plant grows. It grows. It sprouts. When you want to grow a plant, so you have to do is you can't be boinet. At least it's very not suggested. punkt in the Gemara, and Sukkah Taka talks about a person made an esrog and he put a tfus, he put a certain frame around it and it grows in a certain tfus. Talks about it's kosher possible. Well, it talks about it, but obviously that's not the normal way to grow an esrog. An esrog vaxes from zich. Dr. Volbe, in a mensch, in building in mechanech a mensch, there's two things that are being done the whole time. There's zriya and binyan. And one without the other is impossible. Just like versteht sich in the development, physical development of the child, versteht sich that you can't be boiner. If the child is a little short, what are you going to do? Stretch him out. What are you going to stretch his ears out? Knock his nose in if it's a little bit long. It grows by itself. The child grows. So too, the development of the child as a human being, as a yid, he's growing. And that's beikur, the chilek of the growing is beikur me'atzmoy. When you're being oisik in zuriya, you're beikur, I'll always move over there, you're beikur, trying to shtel him avek in a way that he's going to vaksim zich, he's going to spray out in the right way. The good things that are already there are going to develop in the right way. So you're being oisik beikur and creating an atmosphere, and weeding, taking away bad things, nurturing him in a way that he can go from zich. That's real. But a Avada Volbe says it's also binyan. He says, look at Volbe. If Lu Yitzur, you're only Oisik and binyan, Be'etzim is a lot to do with what we spoke about last week, then Be'etzim, you're not touching the Nekud of Chinuch Bechlal. You're creating a robot. You're training someone who performs, and really you didn't touch anything with him. We haven't even told stories. We'll tell stories. Lo Yaleinu, what happens in such a chinuch? You're not going to touch the inside of the kid. If anything for carrots, you're going to make it for darbin, you're going to ruin it, it's going to be exactly backwards. You can't be Isaac only in binyan. You need to be Isaac in Zuriya. Kid's a lebedik azach. He has his mahalchim. He has his ways. Here's one example. If a mother gets all nervous and she wants to totally train her child too young and he's not ready for it, it's a vanished gain. It's a vanished gain. Very nice you for your tzrochim in the house. You've had enough of it. But you have to pay attention to what's going on by the child. What's going on by the child? If you only Isaac in binyan, you're creating a robot. Mitzad shein is a kavolda. Avade, if you only Isaac in smicha, okay, is all you do is you just let the kid grow himself. You never teach him about a bracha. You never teach him about Torah. You never teach him about amunah. You never teach him bechalal about certain nekudas of being a mensch. So he's going to grow. Ayir para adam yivalid. He's going to vax with all the bad things and nothing's going to avade. You have to be. So what is be'etzim chinuch? Chinuch be'etzim is a tziruf of both of them. And this is, again, one of the kashas of Be'migdash. Chinuch is be'etzim to merge, to be mitzarev binyan with zriya. To never be meisiach das from the zriya when you're being oisik and binyan. Being oisik and binyan together with zriya. Okay? When the Bible was discussing this, we're going to have to see applications. But this is the way, Rabbi says, the chokhmah of being mechanech, of being nichnas befnim, is when you are always being oisik and binyan together with zriya. I want to say in my own nusach, I want to say over another two ways to look at it. I don't know if it's exactly binyan b'zriya, but another two ways if we're dealing in the yesoidus of chinuch. Another two, be'etzim, different ways, different tools that we have in chinuch. We find in Mishlei in the beginning, Shlomo Melech says, Shema b'ni Musa avicha. Much of chinuch is a mahalach we call Shema b'ni Musa avicha. We're telling our children what to do. Sometimes we're shrying at them. Sometimes even if we're not shrying, we're saying it very firmly. We're saying it strong. We're telling them. We're talking to them. We're directing them. Mitzarecha, that's probably a large, large part of our chinuch. But there's a whole nother chelik of chinuch. The way I like to call it, it's what's called Dmus Diyuknoi Shalaviv. Chazal tell us, Rashi brings it down, someone said to the Aflam Barbob and Vez. Chazal tell us that Yosef at Tzadik with the Maisa Poitifera, he says Poitifera, that he was Mitzad Atzmoi, he was in a Matzav where he couldn't be Oymed in the Nisayin. He got to a Matzav, he couldn't be Oymed in the Nisayin. And Kadosh Baruch Hu Heraloi Dmus Diyuknoi Shalaviv. This is a moiridik yisoid, a huge, huge, huge part of chinuch. What's the most yukne shalaviv? His father wasn't there. It was in Mitzrayim. The most yukne shalaviv could work even after father's afgenevelt. But the yukne shalaviv is what he remembered. It was a tzura of Adam Asholim. that was oimer of, was oimer alav, oimer alay gadel. It was there, and it guided him in a way he didn't hear the voice of his father. There's an Ur Chaim HaKadosh, I mentioned very briefly now, maybe we'll get back to it. We mentioned it many other times, a Muridik Ur Chaim HaKadosh, and a Chremis Kadoshim. And he says, it's not a one-time thing for Yosef HaTzadik. Ur Chaim HaKadosh says, when a person has an Isayin in Yonei Kedusha, he's talking about the Parsha of Arayas, he says, a skula, if a person wants to be Oymeh Ben Isayin, he heard Michach Me'emes, is that he should be Mitzayir in his mind, Mustiuk Ne'eshalaviv. That's what a person should do. Without getting into the Pratim, there's a lot of Nakudis in the Ur Chaim HaKadosh. But we see it's not a one-time thing. This is a Mahalach. The Muzyuk Neshalaviv. The Muzyuk Neshalaviv is a whole other way that the parents and the children influence the child. It's not the verbal exact, we'll talk about it in Avadat Mitzarif, but it's not the verbal message, it's the Muzyuk Neshalaviv. The Welt calls this Dugma Ishit. The Welt calls this a personal example. Example. But I'd like to mevar, maybe there's an ikur tonight, I want to bring this out. This is a tremendous yisoid in chinuch, and I'd like to mevar, batzim, that it's not only mashpia, it's not only an under malach, it's mashpia on the chelik of Shema ben Musa Avicha. And if you go back to Binyan Zriya, the etzim, this is more like the Zriya. The chelik of the bus mukin is more like the Zriya, and the Shema ben Musa Avicha is more like the Binyan. But I want to bring it out, and shtal levek, how important this chelik in the Yisoidus of Chinuch is. When we talk about tools of Chinuch, we underestimate how strong that probably our Iker tool in Chinuch is our position as a Tata and a Mama, a father and a mother. Last week at the end of the Vad we mentioned that it's not Bichdi, it's not accidental that HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed Chinuch in the father and the mother, not just the closest people that happen to be there, but Etzem, Halavai would have all the expert machankim then in the door. Rabbi Nebuch, what can you do? You know, Yankel and Rachel, they're the closest ones. They're the other way around. They might as well know. Can't be that. The father and the mother have a special position. Be'emes, probably, from the biggest Yisoidus in Chinuch, one of the Iker tools we have in Chinuch, is that special position of being a father and mother. It's possible to say that one of the biggest Yisoidus in Chinuch is stelling avek, the mezgeret, stelling avek properly, the framework of my relationship to my child as a father and a mother. And when I have that and I keep on holding that up, and I place in that mezgeret, chinuch, I place all kinds of things, that's the mafteach to chinuch. And I'll explain. We mentioned the shayla we asked last week, we mentioned it tonight, that it's come out a riddle, it's come out of tamiya, atzuma, be'emei, obey. How could you enter again? How could you enter the child? The child doesn't want to get up for shacharis. He doesn't want. He's not interested. A kihu's there. The fi is das. The child, he likes this friend from across the street. He wants to go to his house. You tell him he has a bad influence on you. But that's what he wants. So what do we say? You can't just go and force him and say, okay, you're not letting him go to the house. You didn't touch the inside of the child. You have to somehow get inside to the child. How do you do that? It's a pellet. How do you take a gadol badas that's nichnas to the lave of the child? Okay, we're going to talk about it. There are a lot of things that there are to do. But the yisoy that I want to develop out now is mamish from the ikrim. It's the ikrim, it's the key, it's one of the ikrim for the keys to the access into the child. We underrate our position, like I just said, a father and mother. A father and mother, what's their position? They're just close, no. Subconsciously in the child goes up with a father and mother. The father and mother are his picture of what a mensch is. The father and mother are his description of every single thing in life. They're the olive bays, they're the muskul rishon, they're his strength, they're his support, and this is who Be'etzem subconsciously strives to be in every single way and a kud in life. Deep down, it's amazing oimik in a human being. Deep down, every child, from every age that he is, from when he's two and he's doing really, two and one, doing really stupid things, to when he gets older and he's doing stupid things, badass, yeah? V'chule, v'chule, there's so many examples. Oh, but there's an amazing point. Deep down, there's a part of a child that wants to do exactly what his parents want. There's a part of a child that's makir, that he's a lav bar das. And as much, when you talk to teenagers, as I'm a nerve, and as much you can hear a whole speech, how they know better than you, mamish, the ganze, it could be a 3-day drusha, how they know exactly what's right. But deep, 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 deep down, the ultimate father and mother are the right thing and the strong thing and the thing that's machzik them. They're the strength and they're the support, and that's what they really want to be. It's a davar benayra. You see many times, many, many times, I see this by myself, but I see this by other kids, I see this by my married nieces and nephews. You can have things that certain children, but for not as teenagers, they fought with the father. After they get married, they're noyig kekala b'chamur, exactly like the parents. Exactly like the parents. What's the taich? What's the taich? The taich is, yeah, a human being is extremely complicated zogu. We are self extremely complicated zogu. Yes, a child, like we said, has a tremendous amount of undeveloped parts, lav bardas, but he has a tremendous amount of parts of emeskait. And the emes part of the child knows deep down, realizes, even if he doesn't, again, even if it's not conscious, subconscious, he knows that the parents are something stronger, something hecher than them, and something bigger than them. And this is who they want to be. And even not only later, even b'shas ma'isa, we're going to talk to this with some of the stories, we're going to talk about hemshich. Even b'shas ma'isa, there's a part of them when they're acting up that wants that the parents should come and put them in place. And you'll hear it. On the surface, you won't hear it from them. But they want that. This is the position of the father and the mother. But in order to have that position and use that position, you have to shtel a victim is get it the right way. And what is that? We're going to talk about tonight just the positive things a little bit. We're not going to get the protim. The hemshech of Adam is a lot of alois, I say. It's a lot of bad things, mistakes that you could do. We don't have to talk about that. But there's a basic kesher of parent and child, mother to child, father and child. There's a basic kesher of a misgeret. And tonight we'll mention, it could be there's more problem, but it's based on three things. First of all, the mother and the father is somebody, I mean, obviously al basis that he gave birth to him, but he brought his life, but the foil, it's somebody who is a source of unconditional love. A source of unconditional love. Talk about what it means, unconditional love. That's part of the license of being a father and mother. A father and mother, taich in the dictionary, it says, is someone who loves you to death. With that, we're going to have to see what it means. It means you provide for him. You provide for his needs. That's the way they see. You have to also provide, constantly provide for the needs of somebody. That's part of being a father and mother. It's part of the love. Beis, you're mechabed, your child. You're marich, your child. A father and mother, part of their blind love is that they're mechabed their children. They're mechabed them, they think they're more chashiv. They think, oh, his voice is the nicest, he's the best, nicest voice in the class. You have to be mechabed harocha, it's a whole big sugi. You have to be marich the child, you have to marich his attributes, you have to really be marich him, obviously means from inside. And the third thing is trust. You have to believe and trust your child. Belief and trust has to do with when he takes on endeavors, he takes on things that he hasn't yet been metzliach do, and his parents will always believe in him. I just said it very quickly, obviously, each one's ilum b'fnei atzmo. But getting back to what we're talking about, when a parents are doing this, and they're doing this keseder, and betoich this mezgered, your mechanech, it changes the whole sugya. First of all, it's the key, like we said, it's a new way, a new wonder, how to get inside. Obviously, again, you can't do steerus. If you do things that are steerus, it's very dreary, and it's not a geshmak amatziv, so the child is, he has a chatzitza, he's not going to be able to. But if you don't do that, and you have a very strong parent relationship with a child, even though the outsider could seem that he doesn't want to do this, yeah? You entered Bifnim. You as a parent, that's the most Tiyuknoi Shalaviv. When Chaps, we said in Honu Pshat, in the most Tiyuknoi, Tiyuknoi is not just a sugya, of course, this is also true. about being an honest example, not being a hypocrite. It's not a protis dikasugya only. It is also that example that I do that. It's an overall relationship. You are the one that's magadir to him where he's shoya for, what everything is, what it means to be a mensch, what it means to be a husband, what it means to be a father, what it means to be a yid, what it means to make a bracha, what it means to learn. Everything. You are the natural nekuda for that. But this is going to help us in being mechanech befoil. If we realize this, this is going to be help us mechanech befoil. Some of the most difficult things that there are to give over a chinuch, we have to remember, we don't remember this enough. We very much focus on the lamaisa, and we see a lot of friction. We have to remember this, that yes, chinuch is a long time thing. Part of our problem is we don't have savlonis itself. We want to see immediate, what malach we're talking about a lot of times doesn't have immediate fruits. You don't see it right away. You don't realize that from osmosis, from zuriya, right? What we're saying now, Batsim, is a new pshat also in the what revolver, an application of revolver men's zriya. Revolver said you have to create an atmosphere, you have to create a greenhouse where the crowd grows. The way we're saying is the greenhouse is a loving family, a loving, proper parent or parent relationship. That is the best greenhouse for things to grow. We asked, how is something to be niklat mi bifnim? How is something that you're telling it from the outside is not interesting? How is it to be niklat bifnim? The answer is when you have this backdrop. When you have this backdrop, so things are niklat mi bifnim. This is a new mahalach b'chlal, the dmus yukhne shalove. This is what we meant. Dmus yukhne shalove, besides affecting the etzim dmus yukhne, it's going to affect the shema b'ni musar chivicha. It's going to affect the binyan. It's one of the strongest tools and the strongest milus that we have to be mechanech. It's almost possible to say, and we'll get back to this line, that if we don't just mess it up, because Baruch Hu says, I gave you a beautiful world, don't be makalkalit. If we don't just mess up our children, if we just mashkia and invest in our parental relationship, that is so much of the work. So much of the work. If we even say pariv in the rest of the sugya, you don't know how powerful chinuch is, how much what we're giving over to our children is actually niklat in them, it is received in them and absorbed by them. The ma'isa, the yisoy that we're speaking out tonight, sorry, you could see it in the Chazal, there's a medrash rabba, v'yikra rabba, v'chof beis, pasiches, shteit azoy, it's in the parish of Shchut Eichot, shteit azoy, v'pinchus v'shem rablevi omar, Moshe ben Melech shegas liboy olav, v'hoyolomayd lochal basar nevelis u'trefus. There was once a Melech, he had one child who started slowly going, leaving the path of the Melech. He started eating nevelis and trefus. Stam, it's poches digger things, it was a treif. Omer haMelech, ze yietoder al shulchani u'me'atzmoy hugoda. The Melech says, the Eitz is, make sure he's always going to eat by me, he's always going to eat by me, by the Shulchan, by me. That's going to take care of the problem. The Medrash tells you, that's why the Parsha of Shchut Eichot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you bring me a carbon, interesting, you have to tie it up. Bring me a carbon, bring it into the Azara. Don't make Kabbalahs outside where there's also other people, Goyim are shechting Lavoy the Azara, you can mushpah by them. Yeah. Come inside, as Ishtin Medrash. Abu Vasas Taichin Medrash, Umei Atzma Yugadar. So under a learning, Nechmein is the toys otzum, is the toys lemais also. It means the pshat is, Abba is mashkiach. That's the taich. He's making trouble. Let me take him with like a mamash, be in his face, on top of his back, 24/7. And then he's not going to do. That's what the Medrash says. If that was pshat in the Medrash, what's the lashon of me? Atzmoy hu gadur. He's not atzmoy gadur, he's gadur because he has the best mashkiach on top of his back. What does it mean, me atzmoy hu gadur? The taich in this medrash is this Yisod was saying. The taich in the medrash is that if a child is veering off, his connection with his father has to be starkened. The father has to be makarav him, and he has to hang around the father and be oimid b'michitzase and soak in from his mechitza. What's going to deal with all this taivus? You have taivus. The answer is there's something hecher than taivus. It's the kesher from a father and a son. It's a kesher from a mother and a child. It's something, again, it's not simple, there's bechira in a person, but it's something that's mechalkel it soaks and it deep sticks in deep, deep, deep into the mitzias of the person. And that's what it means, me'atzmo yugoder. It's an akudah, that's what we're looking for the whole time. How are you going to reach the atzmo of the child? The answer is, brokai davue. We ask the question, how do I read the answer of the child? The answer is, brokai davue, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him you. And it's not only, it's true in the subconscious of the person, same as like you said, there's a part of the child that is connected to you in the deepest, deepest, deepest ways. Even, I'm throwing this line in my muzgar, even the children that go off in bad chinuch, this is mashpia l'ro. One of the reasons why people go bad of chinuch, one of the biggest problems is that deep down they're so connected in child, they're so connected to their parents, and it was such a messed up connection, they have to fight against it their whole life. Because in the deepest core of who they are, that's messed up. But it's always, it's never ever, there's never ever a relationship where the deepest part of a person is, again, besides the kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the kesher to his father and the mother is in the deepest part of the person. That's what you have to use. We don't see that, so we don't have patience. But we have to realize this is when the biggest, bigger, big, biggest mafteches. Like I said, and I'm not telling in applications yet, but I'm building the kol yisrael kesugi at Sai, in the Zeria Stai, in the Dukna Shalaviv, the general cumulative picture that you build for your kids your whole life, and it's also in the Shema Beni Musa Ravecha. I want to theorize, as Nagia to another Nakuta, again, we have to say this. One of the difficulties in Chinuch in our generation, we mentioned this many times, Mibchina Echas Achshirdar, our generation is Isaac in so many things that our parents, or grandparents, and great parents didn't do. And one of the things is making a big deal about chinuch. You know, 50 years ago, they didn't have classes about chinuch. It wasn't that. But one of our nekudas, one of our problems is that we want to come from a good place. We want to be moisif. But we concentrate so much on details, on situations. So many times, I'm not saying you don't need to do it partially, but so many times, you hear somebody getting a situation, say, how am I supposed to deal with my child in this situation? And what do I do when he collaborates his sister? And what do I do when he touches his brother's private parts? And what do I do? B'chule. There's a million situations. And what do I answer him in this question? I'm not saying that no questions have to be asked. Questions have to be asked. But many times we mamish think that there's a make it or break it. We have to realize chinuch is not so much about the pratim. Of course it will be. It's much more about the klalim. There's come out very little, very few times that a person, even if he makes the biggest mistake, people talk about hitting. Hitting is not a good idea. But believe me, if you hit him once, I'm not going to talk about it. It's not a good idea, but I'm saying that's not going to ruin your child. If you have a good parental relationship, if you have the binyan that we spoke of, the misgeret, the framework, like we spoke of, believe me, I'm not saying, we are going to talk. We're going to talk about situations. You have to learn up the sukkah. You have to do. But that's not... We're neurotic. We blow up the whole thing. We put everything into a little thing. Maybe because we're not big enough to work on the big problem. The sugya that I talked about being a good parent, is 24/7. The free what we're saying when you go to the store and you buy your child something, you're parenting. It's not a chinuch. I'm not doing my brachas. You're taking care of your child. The way you take care of your child and how much you take care of your child, that's building the mezgeret. Maybe our generation is too small, we're too small to be bigger and be Isaac in the big picture. But we have to see that it's not about the small situations. A lot of times, it's not about small situations. It's much more the big picture. We do have to develop. Avada, we have to talk about strategies and chokhmas. Avada, we're learning up the sugya. But before, don't get too scared. You're not going to be stuck in a situation. If you still avek, the kloliest ticket, mahalach, of the Ave Aim, that they're in the right position. And even if you make the most biggest mistake, Kamat, that's possible. But Kamat, even if you don't do the right thing, that's not going to ruin your child. The relationship is a good relationship. The chinuch is good. The chinuch is going to be good. We're saying this factor is very underrated. This factor of the klolis tike, misgeret, of Ave Aim, a child with the Ave Aim, which again is based on Ava, Harocha and Imun, trust. When we have these things and it's built and it's invested in, this is from the biggest Yisoidus in Chinuch, as we're speaking about. This is what Shtel Zavek, the most Yukne Shalavit, it Shtel Zavek, the Zriya and the Binyan, and the Zriya and the Shema Beni Musar Avicha.